Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season: our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I wanted to talk about I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day has a fascinating history that springs out of the drama and tragedy of the American Civil War. It is an interesting Christmas song as it does not directly deal with the events of the Nativity, but of the effects that Christmas can have on us today. The author's personal life was in tumult, as was the state of his country. But whether it is the troubles he faced then, or the troubles we face today, the song assures us, God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong will fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. The author, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, suffered many tragic things in his life. His first wife died after a miscarriage, and he eventually remarried. In 1861, he awoke from a nap to find his second wife, Fanny, engulfed in flames. Her dress had caught fire while she was working with hot wax. And though he tried to extinguish the flames with a rug, and then by smothering her with his own body, she died shortly afterwards. He was so badly burned himself that he could not even attend her funeral. He stopped shaving his face because of the damage that he had sustained, giving him the iconic bearded look that became normal for him. His grief was so intense that he was almost admitted to an asylum several times in the coming years. He wrote many sad poems during this time about the longing for his lost love. And in his journal on December 25th, 1862, he wrote, "A Merry Christmas, say the children. But that is no more for me." A few years later, his son Charles snuck away to Washington, D.C. on a train to join the Union Army during the American Civil War. On the first day of December that year, 1863, Henry received a telegram that Charles had been severely wounded in battle, and he was later informed that if Charles survived, he might be paralyzed. Henry felt melancholy that Christmas season, a single father of six children, one of whom was severely injured. As he sat at his desk on Christmas Day, he wrote the words to a poem in which he tried to express the conflicting feelings of his heart. He could hear the church bells ringing in the town for Christmas as he wrote, but everything going on around him seemed to mock the cries for peace on earth that the angels had sung at the birth of Christ. There are a few particularly pessimistic verses of this song that are usually omitted from arrangements today that speak directly about the war. Then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sounds the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. An English organist, John Baptiste Calkin, set the poem to music in 1872 using the tune name called Waltham. And today, this carol can comfort all those who experience tragedy in their own lives, especially around Christmas time. Longfellow pulled through, and so did his son. The nation pulled through and was able to start fixing the wounds of a horrible war. This song is now one of optimism and hope that inspires us still today. And now a verse of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.